From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Spain's King Juan Carlos has abdicated after 39 years of rule. In a public address, he said it's time to hand things over to a new generation that's better equipped to handle Spain's new challenges, as legislators prepare to hand the throne to Crown Prince Felipe. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman has more.
In a surprise announcement, 76-year-old Rey Juan Carlos abdicated the Spanish throne, leaving Prince Felipe of Asturias to take his place. Spain's king said he made the decision with great emotion, but that a new generation of younger people with new energy are needed to carry out reforms. Spain's monarch has been accredited with helping the country transition into democracy after the fall of General Franco's fascist dictatorship in the 1970s. The Spanish royal family has been the subject of controversy involving tax scandals in recent years, and King Juan Carlos was personally criticized for attending an elephant hunt in Botswana during Spain's financial crisis.
America's Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a new rule to cut carbon emissions from power plants. It is designed to target high emissions from existing coal-burning power plants. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The proposed new rule would force existing power plants for the first time to cut carbon dioxide emissions. The goal is to cut the national average by 30% of 2005 levels by 2030. But targets and methods will be crafted for each individual state. A key opponent of such reforms, the Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell from the coal-producing state of Kentucky, calls the proposals a dagger in the heart of the American middle class.
The Obama administration has come under fresh fire over its decision to free five Taliban commanders being held at Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was handed over to U.S. Special Forces on Saturday after 5 years in captivity. Critics of the U.S. administration say they've negotiated with terrorists. The White House, though, is sticking to its script. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's condition is said to be stable, but he's receiving treatment for conditions, say officials, that require him to be hospitalized still. He's also said to be having trouble speaking English. Critics accuse the White House of negotiating with terrorists and putting U.S. national security at risk, but White House spokesperson Jay Carney is holding the line.
The assurances were sufficient to allow the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, in coordination with the national security team, to determine that the threat posed by the detainees to the United States would be sufficiently mitigated and that the transfer was in the U.S. national security interest.
After treatment in Germany, Bo Bergdahl will likely go to a medical center in San Antonio in Texas, where the process of reintegration begins.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden has asked Brazil for asylum. The fugitive, who has been living in Russia since receiving refugee status there in June last year, said he strongly disagrees with Moscow's policies on the internet and censorship. However, Mr. Snowden said being in Russia was still a better option than prison time back home in the United States. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
In an interview with the Brazilian television channel Globo, the leaker said if Brazil offered him asylum, he'd gladly accept it. Brazil's foreign ministry, however, so far has not confirmed whether it had received a formal asylum request from Mr. Snowden. The fugitive leaker said he strongly disapproved of many things in Russia, especially the way it monitors the internet and censors the press. But day by day, he added, it is better than prison. Mr. Snowden's asylum deal with Russia expires in August.
The U.S. Justice Department has announced it's taken down a global computer network used by cyber thieves. The server group was known as Game Over Zeus Botnet and was used by criminals to steal millions of dollars and spread malicious computer viruses around the world. 30-year-old Russian national Evgeny Mikhailovich Bogachev has been charged with directing the group. He's been indicted on 14 counts, including hacking, wire and bank fraud, and money laundering. FBI Executive Assistant Director Robert Anderson called Bogachev one of the most prolific cyber actors in the world. The Game Over Zeus group first began online attacks in 2011 and have infected millions of computers around the world ever since. Law enforcement agents also announced they've seized a group of computers that was the center for a virus called CryptoLocker, which blackmailed users into paying a ransom to regain control over their computer. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.